Hello?
Good morning. It's Derek Davis there.
This is Derek speaking.
Derek!
Oh, there's the Phantom.
Oh, man. Hello. It's Alan and Mike at WRCH in Hartford. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
We're doing excellent, and we're really delighted that you're going to be coming to town.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it like you can't believe.
You have such an incredible singing voice, from the passionate, sensitive little notes to the big voice. I mean, you are a perfect Phantom, Derek.
And we know that because we were listening. We went online today. We caught some of your, and we were singing along with you, and it was moving.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
And we actually had Michael Crawford back in the early 90s here in studio with us, so we know. I mean, it's not an easy role to take over.
No, it certainly is not, but I am so excited to do it again.
So, Derek, what's your background? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I mean, when I was young, I sang in gospel choirs in my church as I grew up, and then I fell in love with musical theater and opera, classical music. And so I went to college and studied opera as a vocal major. And when I graduated, I tried to get into the opera world, but I just didn't feel like it was the perfect fit at the time. And so then I went into musical theater. I started auditioning. And eventually, 8 years later, I landed The Lion King. And that was
You must have been amazing, and that is Mufasa. I can hear it. I can hear it in my head.
Yes, Simba.
There you go. That's awesome. You have such an amazing presence. I mean, just from watching the YouTube video and hearing you sing some of the music, you have that kind of way that you carry yourself, that a Phantom and a Mufasa, you know, someone proud, someone strong. Even in that role from Dreams of Dr. Martin Luther King, you just have this presence.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's something that my parents instilled in us. My family is from Panama, and I'm a first-generation American. And there's a pride that comes with people who have to, you know, overcome adversity and persevere in certain things. And when you do succeed, there's an even greater pride that you hold in your heart and on your shoulders. And so I like to infuse my characters with that strength and pride, for sure.
Derek, can I ask you, you know, with I understand there are a couple of adjustments they've done to the show.
It's more than that. So it's spectacular news.
So you really don't want to mess with Mr. Weber's work too much. What can you tell us about, you know, what you've noticed about it? And
what's new?
What's your thoughts?
Well, I will say for the super fans, you don't have to worry. We haven't messed with the music.
Oh, good.
And
good.
For the visual fans, the costumes of Maria Bjornsson are still completely intact and stunning. But what we have done is, in the 31 years that the show has been around, technology has advanced in such incredible ways. And so they've pushed advancements in the lighting design, the scenic design. And also, Lawrence Connor, our director, he came in and he dug a little deeper in the humanity of the characters and worked with us and the interpersonal relationships between the characters and kind of made it more grounded and earthy. And so even though it does have the spectacle and have the flash and the pop and, of course, the incredible chandelier, which is unmatched in the world,
it's true.
It has a new depth of character relations, for sure.
Well, it's such an amazing show. I mean, when you think about the silent film with Lon Chaney playing Eric,
yes,
and everything,
yes,
the vision that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Cameron Mackintosh had is just incredible, from the early, late 1800s and early 1900s, to put this passion and this love story in this kind of like horror genre. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolute genius. And what's beautiful is that, just as you said, it's a love story. And it even though he's disfigured and he's a murderer and he's crazy and he's manipulative and there's a fantastic opera house that's going on, and it's something that's so removed from most people's everyday life, there are certain aspects of the characters and characteristics in the individuals that are displayed on stage that are so recognizable to the soul, and it connects us as human beings. And when you get into some place like a theater and the lights go down and you feel like you're by yourself, there's almost a cathartic moment that happens when you can see parts of you displayed on stage and going through wonderful experiences. And it's just amazing. And if you haven't seen it, you have to see it.
That's right.
So ever.
Derek Davis is the Phantom of the Opera, and it comes to the Toyota Oakdale Theater starting on Wednesday. And it doesn't happen often. A character that causes so much mayhem, the audience connects with you and feels sorry for you.
The Phantom, right?
Yeah, like King Kong. You felt bad for the monkey there when they did the Peter Jacobson version. And at the end, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but at the end, you're like, oh, the Phantom. Oh, I want to give him a hug.
Oh, yes, that's the challenge, to make sure that the arc is complete at the end so that I get an applaud and not a boo.
Well, just hearing your words this morning, Derek, I think they picked the right guy for the job.
They sure did.
Thank you.
Hey, if there's any matinee shows where your understudy takes over and you've got some free time while you're here in Connecticut, there is a guy not very far from the Oakdale Theater that actually has replicas and original costumes of Red Death and the Phantom of the Opera. He actually preserves Hollywood. We got to get you over there. Yes, Cortland Holm from the Bristol Historical Society and the Witch's Dungeon.
Cortland Holm?
Cortland Hull. His uncle, his great uncle, was a horror actor back in the day. He was one of the Wolfmen, and he has this connection with that genre, and he's got life-size mannequins of Eric and of Red Death, and he's got the costumes. He has Linda Blair's head from The Exorcist, too, and Alan and I can pick you up, take you out to lunch, and we'll bring you over there and introduce you.
Whether I take a show off or not, I will pick you up on that.
There you go. It's a pleasure talking with you. Have a great run here in Connecticut. Derek Davis, Phantom of the Opera, the spectacular new production at the Toyota Oakdale Theater beginning May 8th. Don't miss
it. Starts Wednesday.
And thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it, Derek.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.